a youth day which will be commemorated internationally by all countries simply because of recognition of the fact that youth constitute a huge population of the world, and the fact that youth is the strong engine for development and welfare of the people of the world.
Yes, and here in South Sudan, why is it even important to commemorate this day?
In fact, in South Sudan, it is even more important because over 70% of people in South Sudan are classified as young people, people below the age of 30. And therefore, this huge population must be recognized, the role they can play in the society, and in fact, how they can bring peace to South Sudan.
Right. And this year's commemoration, or this year's theme, is youth civic engagement. Can you just explain for us what this means?
Now, it means that it is absolutely necessary that we engage our youth in civic activities, in development activities. If you want to interpret it in the simplest form, is that is the role of youth in development, which means without engaging the youth, it will be extremely difficult for the country to really develop.
Now, when we look at the situation in South Sudan particularly, and you did mention clearly over 70% of the population are considered as young people, who are the youth. Now, if you look at what the youth are doing in the country, do you think they're really utilizing their potential as youth to change things around?
At the moment, one can say that what the youth is engaging in is completely inadequate in terms of what they should be doing. They should be doing more. There's always room to do more. And I'm very convinced that the youth can and will be able to do more in terms of engaging in fruitful development and fruitful community behavior.
And when we talk of fruitful community behaviors, what exactly are we trying to refer to here?
We are referring to things that will not affect the communities negatively. For example, in terms of development, if you take agriculture, youth can engage in agriculture. If you take education, youth can lead in education. If you take life skills development, youth can definitely lead in this area. So it's very clear what the youth can do in South Sudan. And the key thing is to give this youth opportunity and empower them to be able to do what they should be doing.
Yes, we shall talk later about empowering the youth. But particularly when you look at the current situation in the country, there is conflict going on, there's fighting. The youth are more now engaged in fighting instead of doing all these developmental activities that you did mention. Don't you think that this, in a situation where a conflict like this, the youth are actually being used more negatively instead of the positive impact that the youth are supposed to get involved in?
Yeah, it is this component of youth being used negatively that days like International Youth Day commemoration want to tackle, so that the orientation that will be given to the youth will not be a negative orientation. It should not be an orientation of aggression, but rather it should be a orientation of cooperation, good relationship, a mindset that looks at development comprehensively and what the young people can do. And for UNFPA, we believe that with correct leadership among young people themselves, they will be well engaged in civic activities that will promote development in this country.
Yes, let's look at some of the help. What is the UNFPA, the UNFPA, how are they helping the youth in the country here right now? What help are you giving the youth to empower them?
Yeah, what we are doing at the moment is to promote life skills development. We are supporting this through NGOs and as well as the Ministry of Education. We are also supporting the issue of the health of young people. And this is where it becomes very critical to know exactly what kind of health challenges young people are facing, which are detrimental to their development. One of these is reproductive health. If this is not well managed, so many young people fall into the trap of
early marriages,
getting sicknesses that they should, STIs that they shouldn't get, HIV/AIDS. And of course, because they are the most active at this stage, you find that these challenges are there, and therefore we need to support young people to overcome some of these challenges.